poll, Joe Biden dominates South Carolina with 31% lead. By Joshua Kaplan on May 13, 2019. Former Vice President Joe Biden leads the 2020 presidential Democrat field in South Carolina by 31% with likely party primary voters, according to a state poll released Sunday. At 46%, Biden attracted more than three times the support of fellow top White House contender Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who notched 15% of voters surveyed, per the Post and Courier. According to the poll, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, came in at third place with 10%, while South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, tied for fourth place with 8% each. Additionally, Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, is polling at 4%, placing him in the number 5 slot, and former Representative Beto O'Rourke, DTX, is tied for sixth place with technology entrepreneur Andrew Yang with a mere 2% of support. Further, failed Georgia Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, who is said to be flirting with a presidential bid of her own, is tied for seventh place with Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, at 1%. Post and Courier reports. The latest poll shows Biden leads the field among men and women and in all regions of the state. He also is tops among Black voters, who account for close to two-thirds of Democratic primary voters in South Carolina. Biden, who entered the race April 25, also is seen as the most likely candidate to do the one thing many Democratic voters want most, beat Republican Donald Trump. Nearly 9 out of 10 of those polled believe Biden has the best chance to topple Trump. Sanders was the only other candidate to win support from a majority of those polled. Harris and Warren were each considered potential Trump beaters by about one-third of voters. The poll surveyed 595 likely party primary voters between May 6 to 9 and has a margin of error of 4%. The Post and Courier credits Biden's strong polling numbers to his deep ties to leading figures in South Carolina. The newspaper notes the former vice president has made frequent trips to the key primary state over his long tenure in politics and has delivered eulogies at funerals for South Carolina Senators Fritz Hollings and Strom Thurmond. He's always been popular in South Carolina and always maintained good relationships here. So people were really excited about him getting in, said Kenneth Glover, who serves as chairman of the Orangeburg County Democrat Party. Moreover, political observers say Biden's status as a moderate at a time when the Democrat Party is shifting leftward has helped him soar to the top of the polls in Palmetto State. He's not in the scary wing of the party, said Furman University political scientist Danielle Vinson.